This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. 5 minutes with the Word of God. 5 minutes which can change your life if only you will take your own Bible, examine it, to see if the things that are taught are so, and bring the truths of the Bible into your own life. I want to study with you today a lesson based upon Luke chapter 8 and verse 11, which tells us that the seed is the Word of God. Now, in that passage, the Lord is telling us what is usually referred to as the parable of the sower. Rather, it might be called the parable of the soils, because it tells about 4 basic kinds of soils, which represents 4 basic kinds of human hearts, or 4 basic ways in which human beings respond to the Word of God. You see, when one hears the Bible preached, when he hears the Word of God discussed, it is analogous to seed falling into ground. And there are various ways, there are various kinds of soils into which seed can be planted. Some seed is very hard. It rejects the seed. The seed cannot go down into it so that it may germinate. Other seed falls into ground which is very shallow. It may germinate very quickly and then rise to a plant. And then because the sun shines upon it and the roots cannot get through the rocks down to the moisture beneath, the plant dies. That represents a person who becomes a child of God and falls away and is lost. There is some seed that falls into thorny ground. That is, it falls into ground that may be rich, but there is so much other thing, so many thorns and so forth, that it's choked out. This again represents a person who becomes a child of God and is lost. And there's also good rich soil into which seed can fall. And when it falls there, it may germinate and grow into a seed or a plant which bears a great deal of fruit. This is the picture of a person who both hears the Word of God, believes and obeys it, and then lives the faithful Christian life so that when this life is over, he is saved. But now the point that I want to especially be concerned about in this series of studies is that every seed brings forth after its kind. In fact, in the opening chapter of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 1, the Bible explicitly says that every seed brings forth after its kind. And in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 to 9, the Apostle Paul says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." You see, you cannot sow one kind of seed and reap another. You cannot sow watermelon seed and reap a harvest of wheat. You cannot sow okra seed and reap a harvest of tomatoes. You cannot begin with a pair of pigs and wind up with a pasture full of horses from them. Every seed brings forth after its kind. In Galatians chapter 1 and verse 23, it is said of Paul that he now preaches the faith of which he once made havoc. You see, Paul, Saul of Tarsus, who became Paul the Apostle, at one time was a great persecutor of Christ by persecuting his church, laying waste the church, even giving consent unto the death of the faithful disciples of the Lord. Now you see it resolves itself simply to the faith versus many faiths. We hear it come and talk today about which faith are you, or which faith are you? There are many faiths and one as good as another. But friend, the Bible knows nothing of this. It knows simply of the faith. In fact, says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5, there is one faith. And only the faith results in children of God. Just as only okra seed results in okra plants, only the seed of God, which is the Word of God, results in children of God. Only the seed results in children of God. Notice the Word of God in Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. So then you're all sons of God through faith, and that's the faith in the original language. The article "the" is there. You're all sons of God through the faith. Where are you sons of God by means of the faith? In Christ Jesus. How did you get into Christ? For as many of you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ. So you see, if one is not baptized, if one is not in obedience to the seed, the faith, he is not a son of God. He is not in Christ where salvation is, and he has not clothed himself with Christ. I'm glad you've been with us today. I hope you'll be back tomorrow as we continue our study of the lesson, Every Seed Brings Forth After Its Kind. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my prayer.